That's pleasant.
Do you ever fall asleep in a tent and have that mosquito just going around your head all night long and you can't sleep?
Illinois is one of 20 states that the EPA has just approved to have a new kind of mosquito, something called mosquito mate. These are weaponized mosquitoes. Does it sound scary? It is scary. We'll explain everything to you right now. Akshat Rati joins us right now. Akshat is with the group Quartz, a reporter for Quartz. They're based in London. Akshat, please explain to me why we have new mosquitoes. What exactly is going on that would make us need new mosquitoes?
I would just calm listeners down and say this is not scary at all.
It's
trying to help us. It might sound scary, but it's not. And so what they're trying to do is use a bacteria that will infect the mosquitoes that this particular company called Mosquito Mate is breeding, and it will then let these mosquitoes out. Now, this bacteria has the capability of destroying the progeny of the mosquitoes that are infected. And so this way, it's able to reduce the population of mosquitoes outside, and hopefully you can have a peaceful sleep at night.
Is this prompted by the Zika virus or something else?
Yes, I mean, this has been going on for a while. The first trial was done much before Zika, actually, in Australia. So mosquitoes carry all sorts of diseases. Zika is just one of them. There's malaria, there's dengue.
West Nile?
West Nile. Mm-hmm. We want ways in which we can attack these specific mosquitoes as well. You know, there are many species of mosquitoes, but only a few carry diseases. And so what these guys have done is used an opportunity whenever diseases have struck to test this technology out. And it's been shown to be effective on a small scale in Brazil, in Australia, as I said, and in the states in Kentucky, New York, and California in their trials.
Have the mosquitoes mutated at all? I remember when we were growing up, these little, the Clark company, I went to school with them, and there would be these trucks coming around just spraying.
Sure.
The Clark company's still in business, and they've worked at eradicating a bunch of mosquitoes and helping to prevent the spread of Zika. But it seems like mosquitoes are such a bigger problem now than they were when we were growing up. Are there just more of them?
There are two things that may speak to your perception, and I think that's a correct perception. There are more mosquitoes further north. First is climate change, so you have warming, and weather is getting warmer, and so that's why you have, as you go north, you'll have more mosquitoes. And you're right, mutations occur. They're just natural genetic mutations. Every species wants to survive. And so I don't know of specific connections between spraying a particular pesticide and a mutation occurring, but it can happen. I think what we are now tackling here, and maybe some of the mutation aspect you're talking about, is that there is another way in which we can control mosquitoes. In this case, we are adding bacteria that are naturally existing bacteria just on top of a naturally existing mosquito. But there are companies that are trying to genetically modify mosquitoes and then let them out. And these genetically modified mosquitoes are just like the bacteria. They have their genes modified, but they go on and mate with a naturally occurring mosquito, and the progeny all die. So,
what if they bite us? Is there any difference if these weaponized mosquitoes bite us?
Nope. There's no harm to humans. And that's a nice thing. It's a very specific intervention where you have only this one species called the Albopictus that is going to have these bacteria on it. It will only go and breed with its own kind, its own species, so all the other mosquitoes that are not harmful will not be harmed. And because the bacteria only affects the reproductive cycle, it doesn't actually cause any other harm to humans or nature.
We're talking to Akshat Rati. He is with Quartz, based in London, QZ.com, if you want to check out their website. To your knowledge, Has this been done in either the insect world or the animal kingdom before, where in a lab they tried to do this with either bugs or with animals?
No, I mean, this is a very specific kind of intervention, and they came across it accidentally.
As most discoveries come across.
Yeah. Correct. Right. But that doesn't mean it's a bad idea. I think the way in which the EPA has gone about approving these trials is the right method, where you first try it on a small scale in a lab, then you try it on a small scale in a city or a town or a part of a town, and then you do it in multiple states, as they did it in Kentucky, New York, and California, and then you approve it. And they've only approved it in 20 states across the U.S., and these are states that have weather that is similar to Kentucky, New York, and California. In the southern states, where mosquitoes are a bigger problem, they haven't approved it because those trials haven't been done. So hopefully those trials will get done over there, and then it'll be applied over there as well.
Something that's really resonating with me that you said is climate change, because since we do have climate change, which, yes, is a very real thing, warmer temperatures are not killing off mosquitoes. Don't they usually die at the first frost?
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know if they die at the first frost, but if they do, the frost is getting later in the year, and so they will be around longer. The other thing is, in summer, when you have warmer temperatures for longer, you have a bigger population of mosquitoes. So not all of them die when the first frost comes by, right?
Is there an approximation of how many of these engineered mosquitoes will be released? It's got to be in the millions, right?
So the nice thing about bacteria versus genetically modified mosquitoes is that in genetically modified mosquitoes, they have a kill switch inbuilt, which is that once you release one genetically modified mosquito, it'll go mate with maybe one or two females. It'll die because its lifetime is done, and the genetically modified and the progeny will die. So there'll be no genetically modified mosquitoes created from it. But it means that you have to every time genetically modify the mosquito. And so you're paying this company the price.
Yeah.
With the bacteria, there is a small chance that, a decent amount of chance that some of the bacteria will get transferred to other mosquitoes, and those naturally occurring mosquitoes. And if they go on and mate, they will also kill the population. So there is more of a chance of you know, you will still have to release millions of mosquitoes to be able to control the population in a city. But there is, you know, it's slightly cheaper. The intervention is slightly cheaper than the genetically modified one.
Boy, isn't science cool?
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Aksha, thank you for your expertise in this. This is fascinating. And I'm still a little scared, but nowhere near as scared as before you spoke with us.
I'm happy to help.
You did a great job with that. That's Akshat Rati.
Thank
again
you.
With the Quartz, QZ.com, if you want more information. We'll take a quick break. And then a friend of ours that was on network TV yesterday, Pat McGann, did really well on Stephen Colbert's show. We'll talk to him and find out what went on behind the scenes. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.